extremist governors, legislators, and corporate lobbyists who are denying health care to poor families, preventing both the elderly and students from voting, gutting state funding for public education, and generally legislating a permanent state of inequality and injustice for millions of people. This is Jim Hightower saying, this promising progressive uprising began last year in North Carolina as the Moral Monday movement, named for its weekly peaceful protests at the state capitol. It has now spread to Moral Monday, Georgia, and Truthful Tuesday in South Carolina. To follow its progress and offer support, go to www.naacpnc.org.
Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to. For information, visit hightowerlowdown.org.
This is Eco Radio KC, a locally produced exploration of positive solutions to the ecological challenges we face as we work to create a healthier future for our community and the planet.
Hi, this is Natural E, and thank you for tuning in to Eco Radio. I have your news headlines. Joslyn North oil sands mine put on hold. Workers report dozens of layoff notices at the Calgary office. The Calgary Herald reports, the Joslyn North oil sands mine has been put on hold indefinitely. Total E&P Canada President and Chief Executive Andre Goffert said Thursday. The operating company and its partners have been unable to find a formula under which the economics of the 11,160,000 barrel per day project would work, he told reporters on a hastily organized conference call, adding engineering work will be halted until an economic solution is found. Quote, when we look forward, we see the situation cannot be sustainable in the long term, said Goffert. The call was scheduled in the wake of a number of reports that Total has been laying off Calgary staff. Goffert confirmed that 150 people associated with Joslyn, mostly in Calgary, are expected to be let go by the end of the year, although up to a third may be reassigned to other projects. Total and Suncor Energy are also partnered on a $13.5 billion Fort Hills oil sands project that received final approval from its partners last October and is expected to produce 180,000 barrels of oil a day as early as 2017. U.S. residential solar just beat commercial installations for the first time. In addition to being the largest quarter ever for concentrating solar power, it was also the first time in the history of SEIA's reports that the residential solar installation surpassed commercials in the first quarter by 7 megawatts. This revolution is a threat to utilities' current business model, since more customers going solar means they're buying less electricity from the utility. The result in several states have been a push by utilities to scale back incentives or even charge solar customers an additional fee. In various battles, the utilities often claim that solar customers aren't paying their fair share of costs. But an increase in residential solar not only reduces the amount of electricity coming from polluting sources like coal-fired power plants, solar panels actually feed excess energy back to the grid, helping to alleviate the pressure demand during peak demand. In addition, because less electricity is being transmitted to customers through transmission lines, it saves utilities on the wear and tear to the lines and cost of replacement lines. In stunning backtrack, feds say our largest shale oil reserve is mostly undrillable. In a new estimate to be released publicly next month, the U.S. Energy Information Administration is expected to say that only 600 million barrels of oil can be extracted from California's Monterey shale deposits, an amount of oil that would only be enough to meet U.S. oil consumption for 32 days. That number is far below the agency's previous estimates, which said the shale likely held 13.7 billion barrels of recoverable oil, or enough to meet U.S. oil consumption needs for more than 2 years. Still, there is no sign that the oil industry will abandon the Monterey shale, given that oil still lies deep within the ground. Indeed, a spokesman for the Western States Petroleum Association told the LA Times that he was confident new technology would be developed to turn things around. Quote, with these new numbers from the EIA, it is clear that Monterey shale will not be the panacea that will fuel our cars, jobs, or the California economy, end quote, said Seth B. Schoenkopf, executive director of Physicians, Scientists, and Engineers for Healthy Energy. Quote, it is critical that California turn its attention towards energy sources that will meet our demands for the near and long term, facilitate the meeting of our climate targets, and create real jobs in this state. That's all for the news.
All right. Well, thank you for that update. And we've got quite the crew here tonight. Most of our crew is here tonight. because we are in our spring fund drive. I can't believe it's June already. My name is Mike Murphy, and of course you know Natural E is here, and Craig Lubo is also in the house, as well as Richard Mabian. So we've got an interesting show for you today. Richard is going to be talking a little bit about the EPA release, as well as on carbon emissions for power plants, and also the Sierra Club's reaction to that. We're also going to spend a little time on the at least one leg of what was called the trifecta resista that took place this past weekend. This past weekend, activists from all over the country converged on the KKFI listening area for three events that are kind of tied to the military-industrial complex. One, on Saturday morning, folks went to Fort Leavenworth, to demonstrate on behalf of Chelsea Manning, as well as another activist at the federal pen there, who has been sentenced to 5 years for breaking into the Oak Ridge, Tennessee nuclear facility there. And then later that Saturday afternoon, we went to the Bannister Federal Complex, where there are over 900 toxins by the government's own estimate in the on the grounds there. This is the old plant. They're building a new weapons plant 9 miles south of there. And then on Sunday, there was an action at Whiteman Air Force Base against the drones. Well, this being an Eco Radio KC, we're going to concentrate on that middle action at Bannister Federal Complex. There were about 60 people there, I would say, demonstrating outside, and there were a few people gave talks. We're going to hear those. A couple people actually crossed the line onto the property and were arrested, we're going to hear some of the audio of what they had to say as they were crossing the line. Georgia Walker is a local Kansas City person. She's a former nun. Her ministry now is to work with helping people get out of prison, and helping them find what the social services they need and whatever they need to help kind of assimilate into life, into society. She was arrested for crossing the line. And also Ethan Hughes. Ethan is with the Possibility Alliance in La Plata, Missouri, which is up kind of by Truman State University, kind of not too far from the Iowa border, I guess, in the middle of the state of Missouri. And so we're going to hear, I had the chance to sit down with Ethan before he crossed the line and got arrested, and we'll hear an interview with him about what the Possibility Alliance is. It's very exciting. They're sustainable, off-the-grid environmental intentional community. And so we'll hear a little bit about that. But before we get into that, we want to make the case for community radio, for Eco Radio KC, and why we rely on funding from listeners such as you. So I'll turn it over to some of the other guys and hear what you have to say.
Yeah, this is me, Richard Mabian, and I'm very glad to be here to speak out on our own Eco Radio show. I was here Friday, the opening morning, on Democracy Now, and it was hard for me to keep my comments in check because I wanted to save them for this particular program. I am very alarmed that the amount of inactivity that is occurring with the American public when it comes to the environmental movement going on in this country. I think that it's at what I consider to be an alarming rate. And Eco Radio through KKFI is one of the only channels in this city, only stations in this city that continually keeps you updated, as you know because you listen to the program, to the current issues and current events that's going on this planet, in this country, about the environmental and conservation movement. Right now, all of us should be extremely hyped because of the new act that was announced today by EPA, and I'll talk more and more about it. But those are the kind of issues that you can receive in this program. But for us to stay on the line, we need your support, your individual support. We really do. I've made a special plea out Monday for veterans. I'm a Vietnam veteran. And, you know, right now the veterans program has been under siege with all kind of concerns and issues. And I'm saying we want to be able to support the veterans, and I'm going to make the veterans an issue for my programs every time I'm on the air. So they keep us on the air. We need you to go into your pockets, dig into your purses or whatever it is where you keep that change, and send it our way. The number that you can call to make your donation or contribution is 888-931-0901, 888-931-0901, or you can go online at kkfi.org. We're waiting for you to do that, and just pick up the phone, give us a call. We have people sitting out there at the table that are waiting for you to call in and talk to you about it. We're going to keep this environmental message coming, and for us to do that, we need you.
One of the things that I think people should realize and listeners need to know why you should support KKFI is that we are the only station, radio station. Not only do we do eco radio, but a lot of public affairs, and we're the only station in town that is not indebted or influenced by corporate interest. Even your public radio stations and public TV stations have corporate sponsors, and they're influenced by that. We don't have corporate sponsors, and we rely on the listener to help support our station. So I would encourage you to call in. As Richard said, we're the only station that has a one-hour eco radio show, environmental show. No other station, even the ones that cover some environmental news, none of them have a show devoted entirely to the environment. So if you want more of this coming, and we'll describe some of the upcoming shows in a few minutes, call us. Number to pledge is 888-931-0901, or you can do it online at kkfi.org. That's kkfi.org, and the number again is 888-931-0901. Aaron?
Thanks, Craig. Hi, this is Naturally again. And as if you have been an Eco Radio KC listener for a long time, then you know that I'm the most recent addition here to this radio program, and it has been a wild ride. But also, even as a participant, as a programmer, it's proven beneficial for me. Also, learning about all the current events that we have going on. I mean, this is a community radio station, like we've said, so it's supported by our community members, and we also let you know different opportunities where you can get involved in the community that you're living in. We are in this together. You know, we are letting you know what's going on out there, then we can meet you out there, and then we like the protests that we had going on at the Bannister Federal Complex, and we had the Monsanto march against Monsanto the weekend prior. And you know, we're just really involved because we are community radio. So we invite you to please call in at 888-931-0901. And really show us that, you know, you care about us as much as we care about you, and that we are in this together, Kansas City. This is KKFI, Kansas City Community Supported Radio, and you can donate also at kkfi.org.
Yeah, very well said. And we'll maybe get into some more of this, but just to remind you of some of the things we've covered in recently, the March Against Monsanto, we've covered the rejecting the Keystone XL pipeline, GMO corn in Mexico, climate disruption. We got to talk to Dr. Jill Stein, who was the 2012 Green Party presidential candidate, about her actions from Earth Day to May Day. We've interviewed an author who wrote a book about the Ogallala from having grown up on that was their family land out in western Kansas. We've heard about fracking and coal from from the mine to the power plant, organic and local food, and Cultivate KC. We've heard it from a lot of the local organizations in here, that in Kansas City, that are working hard to keep this environment as good as it can be, and that's quite often an uphill battle. We've had the talks about the eco village, the arts eco village. You remember that? We aired Al Gore's talk on climate change when he was in Kansas City. So many other things. Think about that, and think about what you can do to help support that, to ensure that we can do not only what we've been doing, but do bigger and better things. 888-931-0901. 888-931-0901. We're going to go now to our first audio. Again, this is from Saturday. I had the opportunity to sit down with Ethan Hughes after we came back from Leavenworth and before we went out to the Bannister Federal Complex. And I got to tell you, I was really impressed with this man. He's really was an inspiration just to be in the same room as. And so we're going to hear this interview now, but don't hesitate to call 888-931-0901. Hello, everyone. This is Mike Murphy here, and I'm here with Ethan Hughes, and we're sitting in the library at De La Salle Charter School at 3737 Troost here on this last day of May. And it's in the middle of a weekend of resistance called Trifecta Resista. And Ethan is with the Possibility Alliance. So Ethan, first maybe explain what the Possibility Alliance is.
Yeah, it's a continuation of Gandhian's program, which is pretty simple. There's three tiers. One is self-transformation. The next tier is societal transformation, and the third tier is resisting systems that are not creating the world you want to see. And Gandhi believed number one was the most important, two the second, and activism was the third, with the idea that if I wasn't fearless self-transformation, I wouldn't have the courage to go get arrested. Or if I wasn't well-disciplined, I could grow organic food, but I'd keep eating processed food. And the second tier being we need alternatives. Buckminster Fuller said it's much greater to create a world that makes the old world obsolete. So at the Possibility Alliance, we're electricity free, petrol free. We function all in the gift economy. People come for 2.5 week permaculture certifications that in the normal world are $1,500 to $3,000. And we offer them to people from the inner city, foreclosures, facing debt. So trying to really turn up on end, it's 110 acres. We get 1,500 visitors from all over the world and just show them, here's level two, a new society, very imperfect. We do restorative justice instead of punitive. And it's all functioning in a viable 110 acres with neighbors. We have a Catholic worker farm that's a neighbor. We have a peace and permaculture center that's a neighbor. So actually, the road is now a half mile of over 10 homesteads and projects in rural Missouri. So people are coming to a whole nother village with diversity. And so that's part of what we're doing there. And our mission statement is uplifting all life. So we look at how do we reduce our ecological footprint. And the second part is how do we reach our highest human potential. So we're constantly increasing skill levels of how to grow food, how to build straw bale homes. And they go hand in hand.
So where is the Possibility Alliance?
It's outside of Kirksville, Missouri, and we picked the location because it's near a university town, liberal arts. It's walking and biking distance to the train. So our organization has no vehicles. Everyone moves by bike or train. So we trained here this weekend from bike to the train station and then took the train. And, yeah, so Kirksville, Missouri, northeast Missouri.
So that's the La Plata train stop?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're 6 miles from the La Plata train.
That's great. And so was it difficult for you to be off the grid?
You know, I was I left using vehicles 15 years ago, except for emergencies, which I've gotten in vehicles 7 times, and 2 were ambulances. And I stopped flying and sailed across to Europe and started to realize when I left something behind, my life became more epic. It was a process-oriented life. And when I met my wife, and I'd been a war tax resister, my wife asked the question. At that point, I was really excited about solar and wind, which I'm still happy it exists as a transitional technology. She said, why electricity? And no one had ever asked me that question. And I couldn't give a good answer. And so 10 years ago, the woman I married, Sarah, we started living electricity free and found not only were we using beeswax candles from within 10 miles, our power grid was all local. Our life began to get in the rhythm of the earth. We'd go to bed earlier and wake up at the sunrise like every other mammal and tree. Our health started increasing. To have an open flame at night, we had greater feelings of peace and relationship. So it wasn't just an environmental choice. It became a spiritual, physical, cultural. If you come to the possibility lines, there are going to be 50 people on site at night and there's candle lanterns and candles in the house and only live music. You don't even have to say anything. People walk in and have a visceral experience of something different. People like speaking, and if you want a theater, we put on the Magic Flute. We did a remake of Mozart. Everyone trained, and the apprentices were like, I just thought I was going to learn organic gardening. They're like, we need new entertainment. Everything needs to be recreated.
Wow, that's fascinating. That's fascinating. So do you, is the food you grow primarily for your own community? Do you share or sell any of it?
Yeah, we'd being on the gift economy, we don't sell anything. But we started producing. We have 4 big organic gardens. We've added over 1,500 fruit or nut trees, and we have a cow, goats, bees, mushroom logs, anything that's producing food. We eat a lot of wild edibles. And we found that our growth, we now have 1,500 visitors and waiting lists. So we can't even feed all of our visitors yet from the land. In the wintertime, when it's just the core group, we can actually have meals on end that are just from the land, put up 1,300 quarts of just canned goods, let alone fermented, dried, root cellared. So I think at a certain point, when we have way more abundance, the first place we would go would be to the food banks in the 2 towns next to us.
That's terrific. Okay, and so the reason you're in Kansas City this weekend is part of this trifecta resista. You and I just returned from Fort Leavenworth, and where there was a witness for Chelsea Manning. And then you're going to have to help me out with the other guy's name. We went to the federal penitentiary and witnessed for one of the folks that crossed the line at Oak Ridge.
Yeah.
Is that right? And do you remember?
I don't remember his name.
Yeah, we'll add that in later.
Okay, right, great.
And so this afternoon being Saturday at 3 o'clock, we're heading out to the Bannister Federal Complex. And this has been a weapons plant since right after the Second World War and up until very recently. And now there's a new weapons plant being built 9 miles south of there. And so there's some concern with the old plant that a lot of things are not going to be cleaned up. And some people will even say can't be cleaned up. Like it's, you know, you can't throw enough money at it. And so I'm just curious, what draws you to that event? And maybe you could talk about what you got planned for this afternoon.
Yeah. Being the third tier of that nonviolence program is finding out what breaks your heart and moving into the world to transform it with love. And so in 2011, I got arrested at the new weapons plant. And having 2 daughters definitely feel like nuclear weapons are already obsolete. They should be. They shouldn't exist on the planet for all groups, and all living beings. So getting arrested the first time feeling wanting to continue that witness. And this one is interesting because it has both the war relationship and the ecological. 150 people, more than 150 already dead from cancer. Worldwide, 65 million fatalities from nuclear pollution. Depleted uranium, everything, 65 million. And these are costs no one even has the numbers of. You think of Nagasaki, and it's multiplied by thousands. So with my wife and my daughter, it's like, yeah, of course, go get arrested. And it's a multiple-tiered reason that I'm risking arrest. And one is just to be a witness for the workers. Usually the poor are the ones who have the Superfund sites and the risking toxic health. And for just as a witness of saying, like Thoreau said, if there's an unjust law, any just citizen should be in jail. When Emerson came and said, what are you doing behind bars? And it just seems like a natural play that if we just stayed in our 110-acre educational center, living lab of nonviolence, we would be a bubble that was irrelevant. But we come by train and also trying to be what I call integral activism. We got local farms to donate local organic food to add to the food being eaten here. We travel by, it's great, there's a bus. It's very rare. I see a bus taking everyone to the action since I'm car-free. So trying to bring that energy and also take a risk. And a lot of friends and family, because I have a 2-year-old and a 6-year-old, say it's irresponsible. And I always say, it's irresponsible not to stand up for what you believe in. Whatever it is, if 95% destruction of the monarchs right now, their population, if that breaks your heart, go transform the pesticide companies. If what's breaking your heart is the industrial prison system, is that it's irresponsible with children, with 300 species dying a day, to not do something. And then I can look in my daughter's eyes in 15 years and say, you know what? I gave it full effort. And Gandhi says full effort is full victory. It's like, just go with your heart. And so I'm super happy for PeaceWorks and just being able to connect to a long-haul organization. I can come down here and deepen my friendship with Henry and Jane and everyone. And that's really important, too, is that it's not just a one-time thing. What I'm doing today, risking arrest, is linked to years of work to transform Kansas City and the nation and the world. So it's also an honor to plug in to such an amazing organization and the Catholic workers and everyone who has risked arrest. So it all kinds of comes together. And my only request for my wife, which I love so much, Sarah, she said, if you're going to be in longer than 2 weeks and we miss the trip out east, make sure you leave me the train reservation so we can get on the train and we'll enjoy the beach while you're doing important work. For her, it's more important than me working some job or anything else. And I just hope everyone can find a partner where love means allowing the other to move with what their heart says.
That's wonderful. I think we'll let it be on that note, because that's a wonderful note to close this. And thank you so much. You're such an inspiration.
Yeah, thank you. It's great to be here.
All right. And again, that was Ethan Hughes, who was later arrested a couple hours after that interview at the Bannister Federal Complex. We'll hear more from that. But naturally, we have someone to thank, don't we?
We do, yes. I'd like to thank, all of us here at Eco Radio KC and 90.1 would like to thank Mr. Jack Poteet for his donation.
That's wonderful. Jack is a regular donor to KKFI, and we sure appreciate
his
support. Thank you so much, Jack. And what Jack did was he picked up the phone, he called 888-931-0901 and got to talk to Beth. And Beth was very kind with him, and he was very kind to us. So we really appreciate that generosity. And again, that number is 888-931-0901. We're going to go to the next clip. This is from when actually out at the Bannister Federal Complex on Saturday afternoon. So somewhere, but shortly after 3 p.m., the first person you're going to hear is Lou Montanay, and then we'll hear from Maurice Copeland, who's no stranger to this program.
Okay. First of all, let's hear it for Hazmat Harry, also known as Ralph. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a newsflash. You are here to be witnesses. Upon inspection of this pitiful property, this very sorrowful ground, this piece of earth, upon inspection, they have found 900 toxic chemicals. And here they are. Drum roll. Tried to hide, but here they are. 900. It's probably more than that by now. Thank you.
Okay. We've been through a period of a few years in which people, including Maurice Copeland, have tried to assist Kansas Cityans in getting the federal compensation for their illnesses from Bannister Federal Complex. In the last few years, that assistance has been extremely hard to come by. And what we see is that people get together all of their medical records, they get together documentation of accidents or mistakes or mishaps that happened here at Bannister Federal Complex, and then they submit it to the authorities, and they're rejected. And so then they come for a hearing. And then they're rejected, and then they have to come to another hearing. And we know of at least one person in the last year who died without having received the Congress-mandated compensation for being, what they call it, is energy employees. The Department of Energy is in charge of all the U.S. nuclear weapons establishments. And the names of many of the people who have died are on this document, and I'm just going to pass it around. During the last few days, many of us have been looking at this document. 154 people on this list named as dead. The age at the diagnosis of whatever the illness was is listed. The agency that they worked at Bannister Federal Complex, only half of them that are on this list had worked at the Kansas City plant where there was the making of parts for nuclear weapons. The other half of the list is people at Department of Agriculture, Department of Commerce, DFAS, Defense Finance Accounting Service, many different federal agencies working here. And so we're passing around this list. It has 250 sick people whose families said were sick from the toxins here, and then it has 154 that have died here. And as our first presenter, I'd like to have Maurice Copeland. And Maurice worked here for 32 years, and Maurice talked to us a little bit about what kind of work you were doing then as a supervisor. Thank you.
You want to hold her? You want
no.
To?
Well, get
this.
Okay. I want to thank all of you for what you do and for being here. You can multiply that chemical list by two. This is a 70-year-old plant. You can multiply that sick and dead list by four or five. And this is within the last 20 years. This is a 70-year-old plant. You can also understand that through the history of this plant, there has been settlements made with people on illnesses contracted at this plant, and those settlements have been put under gag order. So therefore, what was going on at this plant was known by the courts and by certain employees and agencies that people were being made sick because of what we did at this plant. And we're going to prove that. We're going to show that. We are going to have a meeting in Cincinnati, Ohio, on the 10th of June to judge for a SEC, Special Exposure Cohort. Anyone that worked at this plant that had one of 22 cancers will be paid and also receive a medical card. If they're dead, their survivors can step forward. That's what's going on, and we're going to get that SEC because these people know exactly what they did. They know that we had incidents reported at this plant of radiation exposure that they never told the employee about. And I am a witness to that. I just got told about an incident of a shipment of radioactive material to me. And I just was informed on the 8th of May, 16 years later, that yes, it was radioactive. Not only was it radioactive, it was classified, and it was not marked radioactive or classified. The package was marked radioactive on the inside of the package and not on the outside. So that's how much the employees knew about things that were going on in this plant. We have had a lot of people, if you looked at Channel 41, actionnews.com, about the investigation, and you can pull it up now. You just say Channel 41, actionnews.com, Bannister Complex Investigation, and you can read the terrifying things that went on with people at this plant. We found radioactive material from this plant on employees' toilet stools, ladies. Their toilet stools and on their pillows, on their carpet. This is known, it's proven, it's documented by the facility. So we're not hiding anything. What we want is justice for the people. Justice is what you did not see with Agent Orange. After 30 years, the denial stopped with Agent Orange. That is the way you look at what's going on at this plant. This plant is supposed to be demolished. The government has documented that certain structures on this land cannot be disturbed because it would set them plumes loose. They documented that. They said, the government said, that this plant, which was when it was first built, you can look at a presentation from GSA, was built very quickly and very cheaply. Cinder block soaks up a lot of mess over the years. And as soon as they take the wrecking ball to this, get your 5-mile radius, get your neighbors to come in, because they're going to get sick from the dust and from the residue that comes from this plant. This plant was first designated. The very first designation of this property was a landfill. This was a landfill for the Atomic Energy Commission. What do you do with a landfill, and who is your customer? The Atomic Energy Commission. What would the Atomic Energy Commission put in a landfill? Styrofoam cups? Plastic bags? I don't think so. So whatever they do to clean this plant up, or whatever they say they're going to do to clean this plant up, for $175 million, where the United States government had already estimated back in the 1980s that it would cost $800 million. And that is an estimate. It would cost $800 million to clean this plant up. That's what your federal government said. And now Kansas City is going to go into a partnership with a real estate company to clean this plant up for $175 million? I don't think so. And if you people want to fall for that, it's all right with me. I'm not going to be here. I'm moving to Arkansas, and I'm going to fish and paint pictures. But you can deal with it, and your grandkids can deal with it. They also said that the development that they're going to do here at this plant will not be residential. That ought to tell you something. No one can stay here overnight but the kids at the daycare. Think about what's going on here, y'all. Think about it. Think about what this area is. Do you know that this is the Santa Fe Trail? You're standing on Santa Fe right now.
This is already a national memorial. Let's keep it that way. And let's keep this wall that cannot be moved for over 100 years because it's a 100-year flood wall. And let's make a national memorial for the Cold War dead and dying.
Your heart. Maurice has worked closely with Ann Sollentrop, perhaps for about 8 years, 7 years. And Ann is a past president of Alliance for Nuclear Accountability, part of our PeaceWorks board. She has a grip on the entire nuclear weapons arsenal of the U.S., and so we're delighted. After listening to Maurice, pretty strong words, we're going to get to hear Ann for a few minutes.
Maurice told like it was. The Department of Energy is the ones who manage the nuclear weapons for us. And under the Department of Energy is the National Nuclear Security Administration, NNSA. And everywhere they have gone, they have made a hazardous mess. They have polluted every major river in the U.S. The Hanford Reservation in Washington State is the most hazardous nuclear dump site in the whole North American continent. The DOE has a terrible record of so-called cleanup. What they will say is legally cleaned up is leaving the stuff in the ground, and they'll just pump and treat it, and they'll just leave the mess there. This is a residential area. It's an environmental issue, environmental justice issue. There are poor people who live right across the street down there, and they don't know what's going on. They have children there. They have pregnant women. And they are much more vulnerable to what would be legally permissible. What's legally permissible is based on a 150-pound young white male. That's what they use as they call reference man. So we want it cleaned up to residential standards. We want it pristine. We want it comprehensively cleaned up. And right now they're doing a study called the Description of Current Conditions Report. When they're done with that, they're going to have the title given to the private company. CenterPoint is the one that's in the running. And the governor will have to sign off on this title transfer. And we want to raise people's awareness and let them know that we want a whole lot of money for cleanup, not $175 million. That's not going to cut it. And they were saying they're going to tear down the buildings, and they were equating that with cleanup. That's not going to do it. We want this cleaned up. It's right by two rivers. It's in a floodplain. This is our drinking water. So we do not want to play around with this, and we're looking ahead for the generations to come. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now we'd like to invite our dear persons who are going to do the civil resistance to come forward. I think it's time for a little song as they come forward.
At this point, the two civil resistors approached an actual door that was brought with them to the event, set up right at the gateway entrance to the Bannister Federal Complex. Walking through the door first, and subsequently across the line where she would be arrested, was Georgia Walker, former Sister of St. Joseph, whose ministry is now to help prisoners return back to society.
I entered this door in the name of Lily Spieler and Georgia Taylor, who died because of this site, working for the IRS. They died at 61 and 62. They were my aunts.
Stepping through the door next was Ethan Hughes of the Possibility Alliance, an intentional, sustainable, off-the-grid community in La Plata, Missouri.
Good afternoon, everybody. I just want to say, to honor Brother Frank Laboc, who said, the highest friendship challenges. And as love, God's love sweeps through us right now, I just don't want to focus on this plant. I just don't want to focus on the nuclear industry. We have to realize that just my work in Ecuador with indigenous people, 10,000 people have died because of the banana operations. Twice as much chemicals flow down our drains than the entire industrial agricultural system. And I just want to let love pierce each one of our hearts today, that we are complicit, and that love can transform us. Go home and empty the chemicals under your sink. Go home and choose every action towards peace that adds up. We need to stand up to empire and transform it with love. And the hardest work is, Christ said our disciples, is when we love one another. And that means every action we track. And so it's easy to focus here, but for a whole new kingdom, for the new heaven and new earth, we have to transform this and transform our hearts. So Brother Frank Laboc says, be the best friend you can be. The second to giving your life to a friend is challenging your family and friends for love in a new heaven and new earth. And I walk for all of life. The koalas, the hedgehogs, the ants, and my beautiful daughters. And thanks, I feel a lot of love from you all, and have a wonderful party for the rest of the day. And I want to send my love to all of you there, and blessings to you and your families. And I know it's hot. Thanks for your patience. And I come with love and nonviolence and pray equally for your beautiful lives. So thanks for your patience. Let's give it up for Kansas City.
And that was Ethan Hughes. And when he said, and I send my love to you, he was pointing towards the police who were about to arrest him. And if that doesn't make the case for why you should support KKFI. By the way, as if it needed to be said, KKFI was the only media outlet out there. And that's big news. There were a bunch of people calling attention to 900 toxins, two of them even willing to get arrested just to make a bigger noise about it, and no one showed up but KKFI. If you think that's important, if you think that giving a voice to the voiceless is a vital service that KKFI provides, I'd ask you now to call 888-931-0901.
Yeah, our phones should be jumping off the hook. This is Richard Mabian again. And, you know, as much as I have sitting here in front of me, as far as I want to talk about, I think what we just heard was a perfect example of what this radio station can do. Being able to take the time to get out there to bring you that actual action that was going on this past weekend. You know, like Mike said, we were the only station there. We were the only ones that could do it. I had a chance to meet Ethan, and he is quite a person. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to be at the banister, so I talked to him earlier. In fact, I'm the one that set up the opportunity for that interview to occur. I got a chance to meet some fellas who had been up to his place. They're from here in Kansas City, youngsters. I mean, they couldn't have been 30. They were very young, and they had graduated from Truman High School. They got a chance to go up there to his place, and had learned what they had to teach up there and decided to come back to Kansas City to start something like that on their own. We need this station to be able to promote those people. Those people are giving and dedicating their life to this planet, to our future generations, to the future of the environment and the conservation movement that's going on this planet. What Obama did today, he did his bit on Saturday when he announced the fact that he was going to introduce that new act, the Emissions Act, and then for the administrator of EPA to come along this morning and make the announcement official and sign the bill. It's imperative that we become more educated about what just happened today. And the only way you're going to get that in this city is through this radio station.
We will tell it to you like it is, let you make the decision on which way you want to go with it, but it will be our responsibility to make sure we keep you up to date. I'm not going to take all the time to talk about the intricate aspects of what we went on today, but in the course of this being on the air, I will make sure that we come back and cover it. But now we need you to hit those phones. I mean, we're asking you again, 888-931-0901. We need you to call in and make that contribution. I mean, $20, $5, whatever you can do. We need that from you. You can also go to kkfi.org and make your contribution. We hadn't talked about it, but we got some T-shirts over here for $90 contributions. We have our guest DJ spots as usual for $150, and then you can get the grand old prize of getting not only a guest DJ spot but a T-shirt, and that runs for $200. So dig off into that wallet, hit that checkbook, call us in, and make that contribution.
Yeah, that's right. The number again is 888-931-0901, 888-931-0901.
Another example of type of shows we have and where we were present and nobody else was, last Thursday I attended a speech. Nancy Knowlton was a presenter at the Plaza Library from Smithsonian Institution, and she's an expert on marine biology. So on a future show, probably in July, I'm going to be playing some excerpts from that, you know, and she will also be available to talk to us via telephone live during the show. And I was the only one from the media covering that. So that's just another example of the involvement that we at Eco Radio do that is at KKFI and that you don't get on any other station. So please, if that's of interest to you, do call us and be generous. Pledge line, again, is 888-931-0901, or you can donate on the website at kkfi.org.
And we do have one line lit. There's a couple more available. That's pretty exciting. 888-931-0901.
And this is Naturally again. I would just like to share that, just like Richard Madian was talking about how we need to educate ourselves, and this program really allows for us to learn while we are driving home from work or at home. We have so many guests on our show that are educated members of our community. Like, we have John Kerman on the show quite regularly, and he informed us about all the pipelines, you know, and he was really involved with the Keystone Pipeline. And his knowledge he shares with us in the community, and we need that information because it's the education that sets us free. So we like to share information here about the environment and things that are affecting us and our health, you know, and our children. So please donate if you can't to Eco Radio KC, 888-931-0901.
Yes, that's 888-931-0901 or kkfi.org. You know, this issue with the emission and clean air was such an important factor that President Obama decided on Saturday to make his announcement from a children's hospital where kids are suffering from asthma. And this morning I noticed when the administrator McCarthy was speaking, she said that if your child does not have one of those inhalers, then you ought to consider yourself blessed that one out of every 10 children in the United States have asthma. One out of 10. And
really?
The major cause for that is coming from the chemicals that's coming from the coal that's being burned, the fossil fuel that's being burned, supplying our energy. So when you start realizing we have that severe problem, we need to push this lever a lot more. I mean, our children, I mean, the future of our children depend on us being able to take the initiative at this stage in life and do something. We need to do something about that problem. If we do not do something about this problem, the circumstances that are being predicted are, like she said, forget about whether the ice is melting or the things that everyone wants to argue about, and keep in mind when they were going to put some kind of restrictions on autos back in the 80s, they claimed it was going to ruin the employments in America and the auto industry. And the auto industry has rose to the occasion, and now we have some of the greatest safeties and producing some of the most efficient cars on the planet. So the same thing. This issue that is going to lose jobs, it's going to do this, it's going to do that. Believe me, we will as a nation learn to regroup. We will as a nation learn to educate our future generation to have them in a position that they can also do that employment. So again, we need your help. Dig in your pockets. Give us that help. 888-931-0901. 888-931-0901. And again, if you want to do it online, go to kkfi.org. kkfi.org.
I do want to mention something that we've been pushing the last few fund drives, the sustained giving. So where you have a certain amount deducted from your bank account or your credit card, and it goes, so you, rather than a big chunk all at once, it's a little bit a month, but it adds up to something for us. It shortens our pledge drives. We're the Eco Radio Show, so I do need to mention that it saves the environment, so we're cutting back on paper. We don't have to send out that many, you know, reminders and invoices and things like that. So consider doing that when you give a call, 888-931-0901. And yes, you do get to receive a thank you gift, and you can call and let people know every year to re-up that 888-931-0901. This show, this program has gone so fast, we're just about out of time, so we're down to the wire here. We do need you to call 888-931-0901. And also, you can go online at kkfi.org. Again, at the $90 level on a credit card, the new spring 2014 T-shirt, it's peach-colored. It says unique in every way, which is a apt description of KKFI and a clever play on words. 888-931-0901. $150 to get guest DJ, $200, both the T-shirt and the guest DJ. 888-931-0901.
You know we're all connected, you and me, from the snow on a mountaintop to the fish in the bottom of the deep blue sea, all got that same kind of reciprocating, circulating water-based chemistry, but we're all connected. We're connected to the air which came from the plants who struggle to keep up with the smoke and the dust that we send them. We're connected to the water that comes from the sky and falls on the land and grows all the plants that bring us all the food that feeds us. Connected, connected, we trade places with the earth. Take a deep breath, tell me just how much that's worth. Has been a blessing, might end up a curse. Better clean it up now, cause it's getting worse. Toxins in our environment, can't tell them where to go and can't fence them in. But because we're connected, we take them in. Make ourselves a victims. We're connected. You know we're all connected. You and me. From the snow on the mountaintop to the fish in the bottom of the deep blue sea, all got that same kind of reciprocating, recirculating water-based chemistry, but we're all connected. Climb to the top of the corporate